mate.
Gary, you were telling me last week, 7 days ago, it was vital to get a good win at home for the home fans. You've done that tonight, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, we have terrific support here, and to be fair, what we've served up so far has not been acceptable. And like I said, you know, on a number of occasions, you know, I'm responsible for that. I'll take the full rap for that. And I think tonight they've played with the tempo and some great ability as well to really rip the back out of them, didn't we?
Now, I know there's a bit of a question mark perhaps about one of Scott Spence's goals, but people were asking, well, question marks over him, two hat-tricks in consecutive games. I'm not sure anyone's ever done that at this club before.
Well, he's not bad, is he? You know, I think I've said in the papers this week, you know, people said to him, Scott Spencer, well, I don't know, what have you put? You know, he's gone stale, he's not scored for, he's been at this club, been at that club. Well, I'll tell you what, I bet they'd all have him back anyway.
Yeah, well, that's I mean, he's looking sharp at the moment, fast.
Yeah.
Have you said anything? I mean, obviously, there was
it's the medication he's on.
I won't go into that anymore. You may have, you sort of at Stamford from the start. Had you sort of seen they've got a bit of a poor defensive record? Was that
well,
a tactic?
I think they have conceded goals, but, you know, he was a bit disappointed at half-time because the game could have been done.
Yeah.
Should have been out of sight, really. We could easily have been four, and I think we should have been, so I think we're defending a lot better as a unit now. You know, the goal's a joke. I mean, I can't even talk to the referee. But anyway, you know, 7-0 would have been far better than 7-1, and that's what the lads in there are disappointed about. But, you know, it's only one game that we've played well at home, you know, because we've been poor at home. But I've just said to the lads, I mean, I don't know if you was aware, before the Darlington game, the FA Cup tie, I got a phone call off the chaplain, the club chaplain.
Really?
Yes, I did. So I invited him down, and he sat down with his congregation. We've not got peace since.
So maybe the man upstairs is
the
helping
big
you.
Fella's an Hyde fan.
Oh, I mean, you mentioned the defence there. Whenever Adam Jones is in the side, I know he's been injured, it seems to make a difference. He's formed a good partnership with Shane Killick.
Yeah, they've both done very, very well. So I'm pleased with, I'm delighted with him. You know, I've got to keep on top of Adam. Got to keep on top of him, but yeah, Adam's done terrific.
And a couple of new signings. You've got Liam Davis in the side and Michael Muscat coming in off the bench.
Yeah, I thought Liam looked bright tonight. I mean, he's had a bad injury, he's not played for 12 months. So I thought he was bright tonight. I think he created, he had a couple of assists. I think he got an assist on Saturday. Yeah, he's a talented lad.
And Michael Muscat?
Yeah, he's a young boy who I know did very well at Fleet. A lot of people were surprised that perhaps he didn't get a pro there, but he's, you know, he's played a few games at Banbridge and we've gone in for him, and he's a young boy, but he's a kid with potential. He's a real character, real winner. So, you know, he's a welcome addition to the squad.
After three wins on the, four wins on the trot. Four wins on the trot, yeah. I mean, there was talk of changes a week or two ago. Is that quietened down now? Have you done what you need to do?
No. I'm constantly trying to improve us. You know, I've said to a few who've been there, you know, as soon as you start getting easy o's about it, then they'll be coming out. So it's up to them. You know, tonight we've played with great tempo, and I'm really, really proud of the players. But I'm pleased more so for the supporters, because they've watched some garbage here, really. And today I think we've played a little bit like we should do.
Have you heard the stories linking you to Halifax?
Me?
Yeah.
What am I going to Halifax for? Shopping?
Right, I don't know if this is...
No, I know nothing about that, mate. I'm under contract here, so...
Yeah, so obviously different atmosphere in the dressing room now.
Yeah, I mean, they deserved it. You know, they've had a little pat on the back. We've not gone overboard, because then they get giddy. But yeah, they've shown a great desire and a great determination to go and compete. We haven't done that at home anywhere.
Has the climate of fear gone?
No, they're not frightened of me and Martin.
I just meant in general.
They're petrified.
Thanks.
Cheers.